Bob and I are going to record, so y'all go ahead and shut the door.
Hey, Zion, could you tie my shoe?
Here, let me tie your shoe.
Thank you.
We've all heard, "You're not my mama," from a child that doesn't want to obey someone else. This week from Vintage Answers, Mike and Debbie offer some common sense on this subject.
Okay, here's a letter from the Crays. Dear Mike and Debbie Pearl, we have four children, ages 7, 4, 2, and 1. Our oldest son, Stefan, has from the day one been challenging in the area of respecting those in authority. He challenges, most of the time, those who are in authority over him, such as the babysitter, the pastor, etc. He has gotten so much better at home and with others, although we still have to deal with it. He will say things like, "You are not my mom," or he just won't obey. I know your book, To Train Up a Child, says if they say that, then they're not respecting their parents at home. But he really is taught to obey. And he does obey us at home, and he is more respectful at home than he is with other people. This is, although he's getting better, it still happens, and it worries us. We certainly don't want a teenager with this attitude.
Deb, you have some ideas on that?
I've noticed when a child, and we go back to the thing about respecting authority in, outside the home, I've noticed that parents that have children that have this problem, they tend to criticize other people at home. They come home and they say, you know, I really don't think that the pastor should be doing this or that, or did you notice how Miss So-and-so said this and that? And they question how authority is dealing with something. They question on whether they did the right thing, and the children hear that. Especially an older son, the oldest son in the family, he might be 5 or 6 years old, but he grows up hearing the father constantly give question about whether those in authority over him have done right and whether they're trying to have something that is not exactly up to par, or just putting a cloud over the authority in the father's life. And by doing that, the son learns to disrespect authority in his life. It is what you can expect. If a mother doesn't respect the authority in her life, which would be the father, or if the father is constantly criticizing and throwing doubt on the authority in his life, then you can guarantee that that child is going to be disrespectful and not show a right attitude toward authority in his life. He might obey at home because he's been brought under pressure to obey at home, but he will have problems with other people.
You mentioned that he obeyed at home, although he didn't obey well under other people, and it seems to me you're rationalizing. You're taking comfort, hoping that that really expresses obedience by being obedient in one area. When a child selects the authority he is to obey and rejects other authority, then he is not under any authority but his own. A child should see the authority in other parents, in school teachers, Sunday school teachers, older adults that discipline him. Now, when I was a child, if I disobeyed or spoke disrespectfully, spoke in a way toward any adult like would be offensive to my father, then if my father found out about it, he would spank me just as if I'd spoken to him that way. In other words, he enforced authority in general, no matter where it came from. And because he had a respect for the word of other people, then I had to have also. So I think it's wise that if you find out that your son has said to some adult, "You're not my parent," then you should just go ahead and spank him for that. And you tell him at home, he may not be your parent, but when you're in that Sunday school class, you're under his authority, and if he tells you no, that's no. And so you should treat other authorities as final, and that will communicate that message to your son.
Thanks for listening. I hope it was a blessing. Don't forget to check out Ken Creek Corner for this week's specials.